97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 813 Brock.
Let me rant for real quick before we get to WTF. Okay. So last night I had to super glue something. Mm-hmm. Dude, we need to figure out. I know they have different types of super. They got the Gorilla Glue now. They got a, but just the regular super. Dude, my hands are rocks.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have to use that much of it. Is it possible to super glue something without getting it on your hands or something else?
I never have in my life, in my 34 years, I've never been able to use super glue and not just have it covered. And then when you were a kid, too, you thought it was never going to come off. Obviously, no. Use some paint thinner, rubbing alcohol will help out. But there's no good way to super glue something because you know why usually? Because you're usually super gluing something small, right? It's usually like a little nose piece on some glasses or, you know, it's a little piece of plastic. And so you're always having to do the small little dainty work and then glue is everywhere. You're covered in it. You don't have feeling in your fingertips for the next 3 months. Yeah.
I'm just going to chalk this up as no feeling in my hands for the next. Dude, my hands are covered in this stuff. I look like an old man.
What did you have to super glue, if you don't mind me asking?
I was gluing lights onto a contraption that kind of broke off. So I had to be like, it was real intricate, you know, and trying to get it so it didn't, you know, spill anywhere. Dude,
What contraption?
A helmet.
What
lights on a helmet?
What helmet?
For the bike, we wear helmets. Shut up. This is a guy. Okay, let's bring this up.
Did your little reflector fall off your helmet?
It's a light, an LED light. It's cool. You know what? Shut the hell up.
You're the worst. So do you walk into a restaurant with your bike helmet so everyone knows that you cycled there? Is that what you do?
You damn right, son. No, I take the helmet. So this past weekend, we're all out on the trails hauling ass on four-wheelers, and I'm the only one out of like eight people to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, look at this guy in his silly helmet.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you shut up, guys.
That's not
just because I'm trying to be safe.
That's not a four-wheeler, not your bicycle with training wheels, you Nancy. Good guy.
Oh, shut up. You have no idea.
Do you have like little stickers on your helmet too? Did your mommy put little stickers on your helmet?
You know what? You know, I'm glad that your stupid moped, whatever you do, your little dirt bike thing broke this weekend because it's trash.
You know what? I hope I wipe out. I hope I snap my neck. My dying words will be at least I didn't wear a helmet like that sissy hunter. And then I'm dead.
Jesus. You are. Karma's coming your way, buddy boy. And when you smack your noggin and it's Brock in the morning, I'm going to be talking like when you're talking like that, I'm going to be, you know.
We need to super glue that helmet to your head. Jeez.
Shut up.
Oh, all right. I needed that laugh. I was grouchy and I'm not grouchy anymore. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Your mom loves my helmet.
Yeah, she does. Your mom doesn't make me wear a helmet. Ayo.
Not the one on my head either.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, your WTF, of course, as always, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
That's right. God, my face hurts right now just laughing. let's see. What do we got? Stupid criminal. Ooh, here we go. Cops in Lafayette, Tennessee, got a call recently when someone spotted a topless woman in their yard.
Lafayette.
No, it's not. This is Lafollette. Oh. That's not. Yeah. Once you put your helmet on. Just do what you're good with. All right. Apparently, you've already taken brain damage. Lafayette. That's got to be Lafayette. Anyway. Can I get to the topless woman, please? For God's sake.
Go ahead.
All right. They spotted a topless woman in their yard chewing on their miniature horse's mane.
Wait, what?
Exactly. A topless woman in their yard chewing on their miniature horse's mane. That woman turned out to be 47-year-old Cynthia Teeple. And when cops got there, they asked her what she was doing. And she said, quote, the horse's hair is made of Laffy Taffy and Airheads. Cynthia had taken meth earlier that day.
Wow.
And before she moved on to the horse's mane for dessert, she also chewed on some grass and dirt in the yard. Jeez. She was arrested for public intoxication.
There's a few phrases in my life that I thought I would never hear, and chewing on the miniature horse's mane probably is up there.
Never in my life did I think I'd read that sentence from a topless woman. From a topless woman. Or
just meth. Look what it's doing to you. Like, what, before somebody does it for the first time, do they, like, not do any studying? Like, oh, yeah, the thousands of stories I've heard about people chewing on manes and just going, the way you look after you do meth, you know?
The high must be incredible. That's where I'm at right now. Is that because believe me, we do this. We do WTF of the day 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Okay. So we've read a lot of WTF stories. I'm going to say round about 80% of them have to do with meth. I would say 80%. All right. There's a lot of WTFs. Okay. So right now the bad outweighs the good. So,
man. Just like any video I've ever seen, like, dude, I have no appeal. The high can be the best ever. I still just have no appeal to it because look at you.
Yeah.
Dude, the people moving around all fast and out of your brain.
You're topless chewing on the hair of a miniature horse. What are you doing? What you're going for? Is that the high you're at right now? I wish people would just do cocaine like an adult. For God's sakes, people. You know? Remember the good old days, the 80s, when it was just cocaine and everyone was having a good time dancing all the time?
Great. Yeah, when the high just isn't good enough, you got to start doing meth and bath salts and turning into zombies.
Chewing on. Crazy. What'd that horse ever do to you, lady? Huh? Poor horse. All right, there you go. Chewing on the mane of a miniature horse.